And we're back on the KYMM Morning Show. We've got, a lot of guests to get to this hour, so we're going to get right into it. Coming up this Saturday, it's Earth Day. Or is it Friday or Saturday? Is it?
Actually, both days. Well, Friday is Earth Day.
Friday is Earth Day. The celebration is Saturday.
Well, Friday night we're doing a kickoff, and then Saturday will be the big celebration, yeah.
All right. Thank you. I should have had that ready. But we're joining us right now in our studio are a couple of the organizers for Earth Day here in Northfield, Mary Jo Christoforo and Martha Larson. Good morning.
Hi, Jeff.
Morning, Jeff.
And welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, welcome to the KYMN studios. It's been a full year, I guess, since we've had you in to talk about Earth Day last year. Let's go back, get a little history. Earth Day, we've been doing this for quite some time here in Northfield.
Yeah, this is the 13th year. Prior to that, Northfield celebrated, you know, the very first Earth Day, like 50 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a couple beyond that, and then there was this big gap. And so, but the same organizers that have been doing it have been doing it now for 13 years.
13 years. Yep. Wow. A lot of things going on, too. That brings us to what is going on this year. We talked before we went on the air, last couple of years with COVID, there's been some modifications, but you've continued to have this.
Yeah. 2 years ago, we had it online. We just kind of had to switch everything over. Last year, we were all outside, and this year, we're a little bit of both.
Which is probably good. Hopefully the weather will hold up all weekend long.
We're trying not to look at the weather.
What's going on? You mentioned Friday is kind of a kickoff. So let's start with
Martha,
that.
Martha's going to talk about
Friday. Yeah, Friday night, Jeff. So the idea was inspired by the fact that Northfield had a big climate summit in 2014, brought a lot of people together. It generated a lot of projects that actually then were implemented. And we said, it's probably time for another summit. And so we're calling this kind of our mini climate summit Friday night. We will be treated to a panel of speakers, Todd Lippert at the state level, Bruce Anderson representing the Northfield Environmental Quality Commission initiatives. And then it's Amelia
Arnold.
Yep. Arnold from the Northfield High School representing the youth movements. And so the idea is the panelists will give us this really broad brush of what are the sustainability and climate goals and actions at each of those levels. And we'll have some time for Q&A and also then some take action tables.
Yes, and we also have a couple of young folks that are going to be talking about Line 3 as well that will be on that panel.
Line 3. Tell us about that.
Line 3.
Line 3.
There was a fight up in northern Minnesota for the pipeline.
Oh, the pipeline.
Yes.
Oh, that, okay, sure.
Yes, and so Northfield, there's young adults that were very, very involved, and so they're going to be on that panel as well.
That when and where will that be? That's Friday
that,
night?
That Friday night mini climate summit is at the Grand Event Center, 7 to 9 p.m. It's open to all. We do on the Northfield Earth Day website have an RSVP because there will be food. So we'd like to get a head count. So go to northfieldearthday.org for that.
.com.
.com. Thanks, Mary Jo. But that said, you know, it's open to all. So even if you don't RSVP, feel free to drop in. And we're really looking forward to being at the Grand for that event.
Yeah, it. I know Northfield in general. We've you mentioned since 2014, a lot has happened in Northfield since 2014. A lot of good things have happened as well. So it'll be interesting to see some thoughts from people on various levels of the city activity, make their comments on that.
Definitely. And the city now has a climate action plan, which it did not have in 2014. So there's a real blueprint for actions that are aligned with city goals.
Once again, we're talking Earth Day. Mary Jo Christoforo is with us, along with Martha Larson. Let's talk about what's happening on Saturday.
Can I just add one more thing
for
Friday?
Yeah.
Friday night, we are going to be highlighting volunteer opportunities that are happening throughout the town, throughout the year. And so folks from different organizations are going to be there saying, we need volunteers for this project. We need volunteers for that project. And so that'll be highlighted. Folks will be able to step up and take part and, you know, volunteer. So we're super excited about that.
All right. And that's going to be right at the Grand as well, right?
Yes,
it will. And those volunteer opportunities do roll over and continue on the Saturday schedule as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Folks will be able to sign up on Saturday and throughout the the year, actually, because we've partnered with Northfield Shares, who has an amazing website for volunteers, and there's an Earth Day hub with all of those opportunities. So that's new this year for Earth
Day. All right.
Yep.
No, I meant to, we have a poster hanging up in the window in the other room. I meant to grab that before we went on the air, because you've got a lot of things going on Saturday.
Yes,
tell us about that.
Yes, yes, we do. So Saturday morning, we traditionally have different workshops and projects that folks can jump into. We're planting trees up at the Arb. There's family, really great family activities. We're doing some indigo dyeing. We're going to be making candles. Then we also have like educational pieces. Martha's going to be talking about Hillcrest Village. We've got Luann Rant going to be doing the much maligned Get Dandelion. She's an herbalist in town. So lots of different things. You can check out our website and see if you need to register or show up. That'll be really clear there at northfieldearthday.com.
All right. And Martha, maybe you can give us a preview on the Hillcrest project. I know a lot of people are keeping their eyes out on that. It's kind of an exciting project.
Yes, Hillcrest Village is a very, very exciting project. It aligns with one of the city's the energy sub-report of the Climate Action Plan to do demonstration and innovation projects that show us how to build net zero energy housing affordably. So there was a very multifaceted team that worked on that project in the design phase, and now we have a community build team of three local contractors that are each building some of the units over just north of Dairy Queen on Highway 3.
All right. That's a wonderful project, and it has involved so many different areas and aspects and groups within the town that there's a lot of collaboration in that, and it's good to see them all working together and getting along well.
Absolutely.
What else is happening Saturday?
Well, afternoon, we have a little break, right, between the morning, and then at 1 o'clock, everybody will head down to Bridge Square. And I just got to do a big shout-out for Cannon Valley Farmers Market. They've been great to work with and partner with. We'll have like 20 vendors that are selling local items, locally grown, locally made. And then we'll have like probably about 28 to 30 exhibitors that are our eco exhibitors that are going to be, you know, just sharing information with folks that stop by. So that's from 1 to 4 at Bridge Square.
All right. And are there happenings after 4?
There isn't. I think we're going to head to the
meet
local
at imminent. Take a load off.
That's right. Yeah,
right.
No, we've got but lots of children's activities happening. We've got food down there, food vendors, food truck, music, live music this year. I know before we've like plugged you in and had music from you guys when we were doing
it
online.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so sweet. Yeah, so lots going on, and we're so thankful for all of our sponsors, especially Novel Energy Solutions, who is our top sponsor. Folks, the Northfield Rotary Club, City of Northfield, Carleton College Sustainability Office, and Center for Community and Civic Engagement and Regenerative Ag. So we're really thankful for all those top sponsors. And for everyone, I got to do a shout out for the team itself who's put this together. We've been working for months and months, and I belovedly call them Team Lorax. They're just wonderful.
Team Lorax. That's very good. I like that. Anything else that you'd like to pass along about Earth Day or the celebrations or just the day in general?
No, I think we're good. I think
right.
Carla Hansen has been my co-chair. I got to say a huge thank you to her. I just want everyone to hit the website at www.northfieldearthday.com.
All right. Do that. You can register there for the Friday night event.
Yeah, and you don't even have to at this point because the number's already in. So you can just show
just come
up
on
out
show
of
up.
The door. Yeah, just
right.
Come to the Grand. And the time for the Grand is from 7 to 9.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, you do a great job with that. Thank you so much for putting it on. Thank you from the citizens of Northfield. I think I'm free to say that. But if you'd like more information, go to the Northfield Earth Day site and you can find that. So thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much,
Thank
Jeff,
you
for
very
having
much,
us.
Jeff.
And have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That is Mary Jo Cristoforo and Martha Larson. Once again, Earth Day starts tomorrow night here in downtown Northfield.